the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Hey, everyone. Today we have a very, very special program. Welcome, by the way, again, to the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. We have a special guest, Victoria Fulcher Rags, and when we come back, we are going to talk a bit to her about what project she's in, her organization, and everything. This should be a very exciting program, and we just thank everyone for joining us for today's program. We'll be back after our opening song and after a commercial break. Thank you, everybody.
From author Dr. Denise Gotautis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotautis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
I think we should sing this. Let's try this.
Oh, Yeah. Here we go. For the mother man. Yeah. We gon' play it loud until they kill it. Yeah. Yeah. We gon' blow the roof up off the building. Yeah. Yeah. We gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba. Yeah. Black and here to shopping with a Sammy Davis cousin. Tried to dodge the industry, but now my name is buzzing. They all saying that I'm conscious. I say that it's nonsense. So I say I've been on since on. Had an on switch from Seattle, the rainy city where my mom lived. In Jerusalem, that golden city that was conquered. But still we moving onward. Motherland conquest. Smell me like an armpit. Yeah. Yeah. We gon' play it loud until they kill it. Yeah. Yeah. We gon' blow the roof up off the building. Yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba. My mama told me that I read good. Been on my straight and narrow, but my history is V-hood. Thank God today that we could buy a box of Cheerios or Kix. I can even buy tricks. I'm no longer on wick. EBT card ripped in my passport lip. Sent like a notary from every country that I went. Ain't a country like this from the others you've been sent. Black is beautiful. This gon' be the motherland hit. Yeah. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until they kill it. Yeah, yeah, we gon' blow the roof up off the building. Yeah, yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba. Yeah, 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 bounce. Yeah. Run with BGD, yeah. I dropped the B and put a O after the G, yeah. 6 points still big up King B. In the synagogue, camouflage, but I can't wipe the skin off. I'm proud of it, it's loud a bit, but I'm not trying to crisscross. I done made it this far, hold it all in my heart. I hold my breath and brace myself when they take their socks off. Ain't no monkey business, cause ain't no monkeys in here. I know what you've been thinking, the Black Abe Lincoln. Just wanted you to be aware. Signing off, it's Mr. Black, Hitler's worst nightmare, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until they kill it, yeah. Yeah, we gon' blow the roof up off the building, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba. Yeah, we gon' play it loud until they kill it, yeah. Yeah, we gon' blow the roof up off the building, yeah. Yeah, we gon' play that motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. Check it out now, motherland bounce. We Baba.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone. And we're also going to be joined with music promoter Billy Tappan. And but right now, we want to go into today's program with CRS Radio, the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. And today we have a very, very special guest. Her name is Victoria Kosher-Rag. And Victoria Rag is the co-founding executive director of the Atlanta Jews of Color Council. She is a progressive intercultural strategist, DEI consultant, and disability rights activist. Victoria lives and works at the intersection of Afro-Caribbean and Jewish identity. Her activism seeks to normalize, affirm, and elevate the multidimensional identities of historically excluded people through discourse and through advocacy around the justice inequity. This year, I want to brag a little bit about our guest. This year, she was nominated among Atlanta's 10 inspiring Black women making history by Self Atlanta magazine and a 2022 fellow of Jewish Women's International Jewish Communal Women's Leadership Project. And She is actively engaged in the Jewish community, and she currently serves on the governance committee for the Jewish Federation of the Greater Atlanta Area on the board of directors at JFNCS. And I want to welcome her because I know she has a limited amount of time to talk. I want everyone to give Victoria Fulches Rags a warm welcome.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Life.
And I'm already introduced. But I just welcome Victoria Fulches Rags. And I just want her to just come in comfortably and give the audience a hello. Hello, Victoria. How are you?
Hello, Denise, and hi, audience. It is really my honor to be here today. I so appreciate you giving me a platform to talk about my work.
Well, you have it anytime you would like. I'm happy to have you on, and I'm glad, and I know everybody else is happy to have you on. And I'm joined by Billy Tappan. He's a music promoter. He also is the host of The Chat Reel, another podcast. And Billy, you're there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
He's
here with us. Yay. Yeah, it's great to have Victoria on the program. And Victoria, we interchange our programs. We share the podcast, and I just invited him on to listen to everything that you're going to talk about, because in light of everything, I mean, your work is just so very important in light of everything that's happening in the Black Jewish community, and you know, with Black Caribbean people and Black Americans, you know, as a whole. I wanted to, you know, ask you about, you know, your upcoming project in Atlanta, what you have going on, what you're doing.
All right. Well, first, just let me give you some of the backstory of how we got started and our work.
Okay.
So right now we are in like scary, turbulent times. There's a lot going on with elections in Israel and in the United States. So a lot of people are a little nervous. But I just wanted to come on to bring cheer and joy that even with crazy times, Israel is about to celebrate the 75th year of being a nation. So we do have a lot of wonderful things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So although we may not agree with everything, we can be proud that we as Jews have our own homeland of which we can celebrate. So my work is pretty much, it started geared in the southeastern region of the United States, which comprises Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, St. Louis, North Carolina, that whole southeastern region. We noticed a study had come out that 80% of Jews of color felt like they had been discriminated or experienced discrimination in the white majority Jewish community.
Right.
And really, as a people, we have to come to grips that even 1,000 years before the Rambam, Maimonides, there were amazing rabbis in Iraq, Iran, and Tunisia. So we've always been a multi-heritage, multicultural people. We were never just a European group. So it's important for us to say, okay, we are who we are, and then really include everyone in our community, because we have Jews that are Asian, Latinx, that are from South America, that are African American, Caribbean. There are Jews all over the world, but what unites us is that we are one nation. We are Am Israel.
That's right. And, you know, that's what really got to me, you know, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, you know, the misunderstanding with how everyone, you know, it seems like, how could I put it, Victoria? It seems like every time something in the media, it happens with an African-American person saying something offline about, you know, the Jewish people, people don't really consider that there are lots of black Jews. When I was in Israel, there's a lot of black Jews living in Israel. And when a black person would say that they are Jewish, they would relate them with the, you know, the Hebrew Israelite. And it's like
right.
two different things. You know,
it
this
really
is a lot of, yeah, it's a lot of what Kanye West. He was just going out there. And I'm like, I hope each time these things happen, I'm like, I hope people don't blanket everybody. You know what I mean? That always
Absolutely.
Happens. And I know that happens in your work, doesn't it, a lot?
Yeah. So the belief or the false belief that I think what Kanye and Hebrew Israelites believe is that the only authentic Jews are black Jews or black people. But to me,
right.
that's just as equally absurd as believing that all Jews are white people. We're not all anything. We're not all white
right.
from Europe. We're not all black. We are a multicultural, because race
mm-hmm.
is really a social construct. It's really not real. It was something like forced upon us in order to create a social hierarchy of worker, servant, master, just to hoard wealth. So it's not
yes.
really, we aren't any race. As Jews, we're a people, and we're multicultural. So both sides are it's confusing, but that's why education, and that's what our program does, why education on both sides are so important.
Yes, wow. That's awesome. That is so awesome. And, you know, I believe
yes,
the community needs it. Mm-hmm. It needs it, doesn't it, Billy? I mean, from what you're seeing, your perspective.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's
it does.
A lot.
I mean,
it's a lot of. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So I believe that, you know, we all have to become independent and start building a nation. So, I mean, that's where I see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's just that, Billy, with that, you know, it's building the nation and, you know, our people, you know, Victoria, I mean, come on, we all have to still even admit, you know, the history of the people, of course, in the United States, throughout the world, that are black. We have a history of the oppression, okay? And I think that it's something,
yep.
as a psychotherapist for me, it's something that I believe what you're doing is very, very important, because blacks as a whole, something did happen to us generationally, and I want to put it out there. Something did happen to us generationally to where we are always on the defense. I mean, you know, and we stand out, you know, there are Jews, you know, of every nationality, because as we know, we do know that the diaspora is out there. There's Chinese, there's Japanese, there's Indian Jews, there's, you know, everybody, European Jews, you know, and of course, black Jews. But I think because of the popularity of the racism, it stands to be a different challenge that blacks have to face when controversies like Kanye West, controversies like, you know, somebody just saying something just they shouldn't say out of the ordinary,
yeah.
is more of a challenge for our people. In other words,
so
I'm just saying we're first attack.
Yeah, I see black athletes and rappers, they're kind of like low-hanging fruit because they're really, we don't have a good, honest education system to reach out to other communities about who we are. So they
right.
end up getting these false ideas and they start buying into false anti-Semitic tropes like Jews are all wealthy and we are
yeah.
global hoarders of money and that we're all powerful. It's really the opposite of racism because racism says that you are less than human and anti-Semitism says that you're so powerful and above the average human that you should be feared as well. So it makes people
right.
think, okay, we must fear the Jews because they're bad.
Right.
And then racism
mm-hmm.
is the same thing, fear people because they are not as good as we are.
Right. And see, it goes hand in hand, and it's an even bigger challenge to be black and Jewish because you probably
Absolutely.
Have gotten attacked on both sides of the fence, you know what I mean? And yeah, it is a stereotype. Oh, all Jews are rich. All Jews, they have this. Well, I could personally tell you, too, in Victoria, I'm sure you've been to Israel. I could tell you that
yeah.
it's a lot of people in Israel, and they don't make as much money as the
yeah.
people here in America. And they, I mean, they live very basic. I mean, what tripped me out about Israel was how they mop the floors. I will never forget that. Billy, it's the way they mop the floors, even it's humble. Everything is humble. Even going into communities, everything is humble. We've got introduced to a rabbi in Beersheba, Rabbi Even Ben David, and his wife, his family. I mean, everybody wasn't super rich, but the thing about the Jewish people in Israel, nobody really cared about race because everybody is diverse. You could go and walk out and see even a Filipino Jew or a Chinese Jew or a black Jew, Ethiopian Jew, and nobody really cared about race. And see, this is my thing with coming back to the United States. It's like, you know, you just have to adjust yourself because in the United States, people more so worry about color. And there, nobody really worried about the color construct. You know what I mean?
It's really what it is separation. That's what they've done in this country is separate, and people fall into the category of race. And it's inappropriate, and people need to understand that it's about being human or being, if you're Jewish, being Jewish, and everybody have love for one another. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. So that's
that
my perspective.
Absolutely right, Billy. What we try to do is you must rehumanize people that have had their humanity taken away. And
right.
once you
yeah.
take someone's humanity away is when you're able to allow bad things to happen. Like in the Holocaust, the Nazis,
yes.
they took the humanity away of the Jews, and then you could throw all of their bodies into mass graves and not care. The slaves, our humanity was taken when we were brought here in the bottoms of ships and just
yep.
sold like livestock because we weren't seen
yes.
as human. So there is a Jewish value. It's called Kavod HaBriyot, and it means the dignity of all humans. And that's what we need to restore to every human being. We need to respect and realize that everyone has value and should be treated accordingly.
True.
Yes.
True. And, you know, as you look at it, we have fell to fourth-class citizens in this country because of, I believe, my perspective is that the slavery hurt us so bad, it you know, got into our DNA.
Our
you know, and it's been
yep.
passed down, and we have to wake up and realize that we are the greatest on the planet. You can see it every day in sports, regarding, I don't care what it is. It could be business, but you can see it every day how we are in terms of being the first beings that are powerful on this planet. But we don't recognize it.
But you know what I think about, Billy? I think about everyone, too, me, and you know, Victoria, I know this is a little bit obvious, but, you know, when you think about it, everybody in the beginning with Hashem, with God, everybody was one race. Nobody was different from each other. And it makes me think of the time when Moses in the camps, Victoria, when there were differences that were, when they were, the children of Israel were, you know, out, the differences that take place with even the skin tones of the different people leaving Egypt, everybody was considered Jewish. Nobody cared about the race or the color. And that's what, that's, I think that's the most profound thing, that the point that all of us, we need to re-grasp again. And Victoria, that's where your work is important with the Atlanta Jews of Color Council.
Yeah, I try to just work very humbly, and I don't see as African Americans, because we're not a monolith. All Africans that were brought here, we weren't just one people. We were all from different tribes, different areas, different parts of Africa. So I don't say that, but we are a resilient people. I don't say we're better than any other people, but after what we went through slavery, we weren't offered any mental health counseling. And so generationally, we've carried that trauma, L'dor L'dor, from generation to generation, because we really have not had just a time to sit down and heal. Immediately, we were thrown into, okay, seek for yourself. We weren't given the GI Bill. We weren't given land when everybody was going west in the great land grab. We were just, okay, stuck at being lower class citizens without those governmental assistance programs. We weren't part of that. And so that is part of the reason why we've been like stuck. We're in a lower caste, where other immigrants were able to come and move up the social hierarchy. We've kind of been stuck because of the trauma, and we did not have access to government programs.
And see, this is the thing. I think, Billy, before the program, we were speaking about how this came about. To be black and Jewish, it's a greater challenge in itself, because number one, you're hated because you're Jewish, because you see a lot of assumptions, like you mentioned earlier in the program, with everybody assuming that all Jews are rich, all Jews got power over everything. And see, when people think about it, they do the same thing, the stereotypes with blacks, that all blacks are criminals, all blacks are this, all blacks are that, they are, you know, this and that. These are the things that need to be erased within us. Now, Victoria, within your group, do you have you guys formulated any plan to, like, offer this particular maybe even psychotherapy for people to come out of that mentality, of that division mentality, of that defensive mentality, you know what I mean, that's handed down from generation to generation?
Yeah, right now mental health is a huge topic, and especially coming out of the pandemic, a lot of people suffered. Yeah. So we really do promote, whenever we have like panels or discussions, that go seek counseling, see a professional. It's stigmatized in the African-American community to go out and seek help. It wasn't something that was offered to us years ago. And so We feel like, oh, I don't need that. I'm fine. That it's the sign of weakness. But definitely,
right.
If you feel like you need help, it's imperative that you seek mental health. Self-care alone is not going to, you know, get us out of oppression. Sometimes it's a lot deeper than that.
Now, I also wanted to touch on the nomination for your Atlanta Award, your 10 Inspiring Black Women Making History Award with the Best Atlantic Magazine. Wow, Victoria, you're making big history.
That was a great honor. And I really see Jews of Color as bridge builders. We have a dual identity. We understand firsthand from our lived experience what it means and feels like to be discriminated against. So as far as if you're going to have diversity training or civil rights tours, it should definitely be Jews of Color out there leading the way, because we know from our lived experience firsthand what discrimination feels like. And then on top of that, by being Jewish, we also have the dual oppression of also knowing anti-Semitism from our religion. So as Jews of Color, I mean, we are the bridge builders to every other minority, or now we, because we are the global majority, I don't even say minority anymore, it's kind of an antiquated term, as part of the global majority, we have to put our values of love your neighbor as yourself. Our society must be built on fairness, justice, love, and respect. Not just for ourselves as Jews, but all aspects of our society, and even in criminal justice. It's got to all be based on human dignity for everyone.
Now, have
you
experienced – oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I wanted to ask one more question. Have you experienced, Victoria, have you experienced racial challenge going to shuls? Because
for
most black Jews, I know when you're going into a shul sometimes and they don't know you, they will ask you, what are you doing there?
So
did you convert?
That's a huge problem that many Jews of Color face. They feel like when we go into majority white spaces, that we're interrogated, like, why are you here? Are you Jewish? Are you sure you're in the right place? Or you can't be Jewish because you are of color. So it really is a huge problem, and a lot of Jews of Color have just said, well, I don't need that, and they have stopped being affiliated with synagogues, and just a lot of them will stay home for Shabbat services, or just have home services, because they just
are
so uncomfortable to feel those microaggressions. And it's nobody's business whether you converted or not if you did. The majority of Jews of Color did not. It's a false assumption to believe that just because you're a Jew of color that you must have converted, because in the Jew of Color Initiative, in their study, it said that wasn't the case. So, yes, I've been in my synagogue for going on 16 years, and there was a time when after the services we'd be at Kiddush, and someone would ask me to bring out more forks because they thought I was part of the wait staff. And I was like, wow. I've been sitting next to you. My children go up to the Bema and read Torah, but yet when you're out of that one situation, they just revert back to, oh, because you're a person of color or black, you must be a servant. So, yeah, it's very hurtful.
That's the challenge. It is very hurtful. That's the challenge that black Jews everywhere face. They face the anti-Semitism and also the racism because of a popular opinion about the opinion of being black, you know, and that's something in itself. And, you know, me personally, I think that if you're a Jew of color, I think in some ways, and this might not be for everybody, because it feels like even just being African-American, being Jewish, you're always on the defensive, because you're always going to have somebody who don't know attack. But I think that the education, it should go both ways too, with the white Jews who haven't had that contact with many black people, so that they could know, you know, what that person's been through, or what is society as a whole, you know. And in as far as for black Jews, is, you know, that psychotherapy, that healing that needs to take place in all of the communities. Because, see, Israel was scattered to the four corners.
Yeah.
There's no way for no one to say that all whites are just Jewish, which I got to admit to you, in Israel, many people, they assume that, you know, and it's in the secular realm, too. Many people assume, oh, hey, you know, you're black, you got to be, you know, you automatically, you know, you're converted. Are you sure you're, you know, with us? It is that division there, too. I got to admit that, because, you know, the assumption is it's all different races there, though. You could see clearly, you know, the Ethiopian Jews are, you know, everywhere. The Sudanese, the Jewish people from Sudan, they're everywhere. You see India everywhere, Filipino everywhere. Even Chinese Jews everywhere, but at the same time, you even have Hispanic Mexican Jews that I've seen in Israel. And so, at the same time, people—it's a worldwide thing, you know. It's a worldwide thing. It's judging people by appearance and not for who they really are. So, yeah.
Yes. In America.
America leads the way.
The American population is becoming more and more diverse, and they said by 2040, people of color will be the majority in this country, and it is the same within the Jewish population, not only in America, but globally, Jews are becoming more and more diverse. So if we really want to prepare our children and our community for Jewish continuity, we've got a plan for making sure that our future people are prepared for welcoming and having belonging spaces for all of us. Because we believe that Jewish liberation and the liberation of all people is intertwined. And so we have to be committed to building anti-racist communities, and just trying to combat anti-blackness, because anti-blackness is a global problem.
Yes. And Billy, I interrupted you, and I'm sorry. Did you have any thoughts, or?
Well, I just my thing is I always wondered why the Jewish people would always call somebody anti-Semitic. If they were offended. But then you look at all the things that goes on with injustice with blacks and other minorities, there is not a problem. They don't speak out really about that. But it's a big issue. On the other hand, when it comes to the Jewish. So, I don't understand that whole situation. To a degree, I do, because a lot of it, I think, are perhaps the white Jews that are probably putting this out like slavery. That's just my perspective. But I don't know. Maybe you have an answer to that, Victoria.
Yeah, it really is incumbent upon us as Jews to really advocate when for other communities when they are harmed just as much as we would advocate for ourselves. Because
right.
until we are all free, none of us are free. And I just think it's one of our Jewish values, justice, justice, you shall pursue. In Hebrew,
yeah.
we say zadek, zadek, tirdof. So we can't just pursue justice for ourselves, because if we do, it will eventually injustice will come to our doorstep. So we've got to, while we're combating anti-Semitism, make sure that globally all people who are marginalized are stood up for, and that there's justice for them in the world as well.
It goes,
right, okay.
it falls in line. It reminds me of Tikkun Olam. In Tikkun Olam,
Absolutely.
It means to heal the world. And
yeah.
if we're not doing that, what are we doing? You
Absolutely.
Are a great. Oh, go ahead.
So back to Billy's question when he was saying, well, we don't see white Jews sticking up when there's a racial incident, but really, I think it's all about education, because a lot of people are under the false notion that, well, I'm not racist because I don't use the N-word, or I have a black friend, so I'm not racist. But there is that's racism on the personal level. But what we try to do with my organization is combat racism that's institutionalized and that's systemic. So where it's systems that are perpetuating racism and anti-Semitism. So it's how things are structured. It's not just, oh, am I a good person individually? Yes, you can be a good person individually, but if you aren't part of trying to dismantle institutional racism and systemic racism, then that means you're just upholding the status quo. And if the status quo is good for you, that's fine for you, but it's got to be good for everyone.
Right. That's right. I mean, your work, have you... You've done work. Have you done work also from Atlanta to the Caribbean?
I have not, but I would love to do that. Although my children have been born and raised here in the South, they and I have raised them that part of their identity is that they are Caribbean Jews. And so we try to eat Caribbean food and drink Caribbean drinks. And just like we can have a love for Israel as American Jews, we can also, as descendants of Caribbeans, have a love for the Caribbean islands as well. So we, as Jews, we can have many different identities. We're just not reduced to just one. And that's why it's so important.
That's the beauty of it.
It is.
And you know, that's the ironic thing, the beauty of it, because the majority of even just the Jewish blacks, even non-Jewish blacks, the majority of the people don't realize that they have a large percentage of European blood, a large percentage of blood from all of the nations. That's the beauty of our people as a whole.
Absolutely.
And, you know, yeah, because, you know, like you said, I mean, we fit in anywhere. I remember, you know, even living living in Micronesia at one time in my life. And the people from Palau, one of my friends, her name was Nina. She had an afro, and she was a black lady. But she wasn't from America. She was Palauan.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, even, you know, I mean, the skin color is just a trick to keep the division going. And this has to be broken, not only in the Jewish community, you know, us as black Jews, but it has to be broken throughout the world, because that stigma, that throughout the world. And I mean, yeah, you know, it starts, you know, with you doing your work is just so important. And, you know, many people, you know, that are listening now, I mean, you're making a huge impact.
So
and,
there is
on everyone.
Yeah, there's a huge wave of cultural examination that's really going across the globe. And that's that our identities are just not like two world or two discourse or one or the other, that there is a lot of gray area in between. And that's why we have to have difficult conversations that a lot of people, don't like to talk about things. We've been taught don't talk about politics or don't talk about religion. Just stay away from those topics. But on the other side of difficult topics are growth and transformation. So it's not smart to stay away from difficult conversation, but just do it in a constructive manner where it doesn't become or it doesn't become attacks, but that we can learn from that dialogue. Because the world's changing one way or another, and so we have to be able to groom our children to understand what they're going to face. Because a lot of times when they leave home and go to college, they're shocked when they get on these college universities. And it's not like home was.
That's
right. So it's really just about preparing our children for the future.
And that's right. That's right. It's something. The world is just far different than what it was 20, 30 years ago. It's like you're living on an alien planet. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think that we need to
that
we need to take and just start promoting human instead of races. You know, I mean, this is what
humanity.
The problem is. You know,
absolutely.
What color are you? You know, it doesn't matter. I'm a human being.
Right.
So this
absolutely.
Is what you actually promote it. And and it's like people catch on. You know, if you can keep on talking about it, they catch on. So instead of, you know, calling somebody a Puerto Rican or Mexican or blacks, I'm a human being. Now, if you want to sit down and talk about my culture, we can talk about that. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, I'm a human being. And if you get to that point, then love starts coming through. That's my belief.
That's one thing that is kind of confusing to people, because in the past they said, oh, well, I'm a good person because I don't see color. I see everybody the same, whether you're red, black, blue, or green. And now we're saying that that is a harmful way to think. We don't want to say right. We don't want to say we're colorblind, because I want you to know that I'm Caribbean. I want you to know that I love black music. I want you to know I love rap, and I still love Israel. So you don't want to take away someone's culture just to validate them. I should be able to be just as valued and not have to, assimilate into whiteness. I should be able to be valued and validated as an authentic Jew and still keep my culture and heritage. So I want you
to
see my color. I want you to see that I'm multi-identity.
That's right. And, you know, that's very, very important, because, I mean, you can't – everybody, even if you were to stay into one racial group, there's going to be always somebody who finds something different and inferior, okay, because of the fact that you're going to have, you know, oh, your hair is not long enough. Oh, it's not short enough. Oh, it's this way. Oh, it's that way. I always use that analogy when I think about Hashem, God, Billy, when I think about him and how different the angels are. They all have different unique purposes, and they all might look different from each other. If And mm-hmm. you know, everyone I notice always say, oh, we want to, you know, we want to meet an otherworldly being. We want to get along with, hey, let's use example of space aliens. We want to get along with them, or we want to, you know, meet somebody. But how are you going to when you don't even accept your own species, you know, and you encounter an angel with some wings that maybe they got wheels and wings and eyeballs where their foot is or whatever have you, or their legs are. How are you going to accept them? And you can't even accept something as simple as another human being having maybe different hair than you or just different skin color than you. It makes the whole thing, it makes you look at everything like, oh, how dumb are we?
Yep.
When you think about it.
We have been one of our tactics for safety is reaching out to different communities, cross-community engagement. But before we can really be seen as authentic in us wanting to engage across other communities, we have to work internally being welcoming to ourselves and seeing Jews
That's
of color
right.
not as the stranger that our Torah says, welcome the stranger, because you were once a stranger in Mitzrayim. But Jews of color, that's not us. We're not the stranger. We are your brothers and sisters. This is an
That's
internal
right.
community conversation that has to be had. So
mm-hmm. it is.
That's where that
is.
Okay, so with only
really
a couple
is.
Of minutes left, this has flown by,
oh,
but I
yes.
wanted to tell you. Yeah, I wanted to tell you about an event I have coming up.
Yes, please.
Okay, so what we have decided is some of these difficult conversations are easier to be had through the arts and culture because everyone loves music, everyone has some type of creativity about themselves, whether they like to sing in the shower or draw, paint, craft. So art is a means of reaching anyone and everyone on their
mm-hmm.
own level where they feel comfortable at. And then
yes.
sometimes we can start having these difficult conversations. So what we've incorporated into our program is art and cultural events. So next Sunday, we've got a Jewish Diversity of Arts showcase coming up. And we've got award-winning,
right.
yeah, it's exciting. We've got award-winning artists from all different genres. We've got a Brazilian guitarist who sings in Ladino. We've got a drummer,
wow.
percussionist, that he
awesome.
Is from Turkey.
Okay,
we have
wow.
an African-American LGBTQ gentleman who sings
mm-hmm.
opera in Yiddish. That's amazing. Amazing. And then we have a Jew of color rapper who
mm-hmm.
he's going to rap for
oh.
us in
okay.
Hebrew.
In Hebrew.
So, and then we have
awesome.
Two visual artists who are painters, and they're going to bring some of their pieces and show us
okay.
their work.
Okay, wow. That's
so
awesome.
All of this is just for us to be able to have these
conversations
about racial
mm-hmm.
justice and racial equity because it's the defining issues of our time right now. But because there's
right.
so much nuance and pervasiveness
mm-hmm.
about it, we can use the art as a pathway to bring people in who might be nervous
yes.
otherwise to have these conversations.
Now, I wanted to ask you, now, where's the location of this? So those listening in, if they want to come and participate.
Finally, we're not doing our events online anymore, and I wish we were, but this is going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Bremen Museum. It is located inside
okay.
of our Jewish Federation, and so it'll be amazing. And it's nice to be back in person once again, just to
yes,
be in community.
Yes.
because that's what people are starving for, to be in community again, and especially Jews of color who have felt isolation and really uncomfortable being in majority white spaces. This is a space where they can come out and feel good and be welcomed and be centered. That's what we're doing. We're centering them and their experience.
Oh, wow. This is going to be awesome. So, Victoria, I know that you had for a limited time to come on. I thank you for coming on, but could you come back again?
I would love
another program.
Yeah,
because
the time
I think
like
what
so
you're
fast.
Doing.
I would love to.
Yeah,
you and
it
Billy
went
were
by
awesome.
Fast. I think that what you're doing for the community, for Black Jews in the greater Atlanta area and around the world, everybody, you know, you're going to get feedback from this because everybody's listening into this, even our white brothers and sister, Ashkenazi Jews, Sephardim Jews, everybody listening in. It's going to be impactful because, you know, these words is going to reach a lot of people. And I think what you're doing with the Atlanta Jews of Color Council is very important work. I encourage it, and I sure want to hear more about it in the Women's International Jewish Communal, you know, the leadership that you're putting in, that the fellowship with the women, you know, it is just awesome. I want to invite you back.
Definitely.
I thank you, though.
Jews of Color
I know
is an
you
umbrella
got a,
term.
Yeah.
I was just going to say,
yeah,
it's an umbrella term. And when we say Jews of Color, we really do mean Yemenite, Ethiopian, Latinx, African American, Asian. So we are really out here advocating for everyone who may not be able to present as Ashkenazi or European.
Yep.
And if you'd like to find out more about our organization, you can go on our website, which is www.ajocc.org, ajocc.org. And we'd really appreciate, if you could, just giving a donation to help us continue our work.
Yes, and everyone, I hope you got that. It's www.ajocc.org. Give Victoria Fulch's Rags. Give her a donation. She's making a big impact for the Atlanta Jews of Color Council and American Jews, you know, the American Jewish women of color and Caribbean women of color. She's making us look real good. So,
thank you. Happy birthday, Israel. Thank you, Denise. Thank
and
you, Billy.
Bye-bye.
Flower.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Victoria, for coming on. And we had this awesome guest, Victoria Fulch's Rags. Billy, she is a very, very wonderful guest, and I know we're going to have her on again, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. She is
maybe
awesome.
She could come on to the chat reel. Maybe she could come on to the chat reel. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
at this time,
definitely,
we sure can, because I think what she's doing is a great thing. She's a co-founding executive director of the Atlanta Jews of Color Council. I think that she's doing a lot of projects and a lot of great things. And all the listeners out there, I want you, if you can, give her the support. Go out and involve yourself with the event that's coming up in Atlanta this coming days. And I guess for more information, you want to support her cause, www.ajocc.org. And right now, before we get into some more conversation about this, Billy, because I wanted to ask even more questions to you about your thoughts, we're going to just take a real fast music break, maybe, and music and commercial break, and we will be back.
Shalom, and hello to all of my supporters and listeners. This is Dr. Denise Lotatis, the host of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat on the Caribbean Radio Show. I proudly support the mission of Give Back Jamaica Incorporated and the founder, Dr. Evie, of the Caribbean Radio Show. Dr. Evie helps children and families throughout Jamaica through shoe donations. We urge our listeners to support this great cause by donation of shoes or any monetary gift of your choice. Any donation, big or small, makes a huge difference, especially during the hurricane season. You can contact Dr. Evie by email at givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Or you can visit the webpage at www.givebackjamaica.org. That is www.givebackjamaica.org. Whatever it takes to build a nation.
Done with no delay, picking up the bounty and our swells on our way. We've been traveling from state to state, and them don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, them want us to give up our milk and honey. Don't you see, not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of His Majesty. Jerusalem is thank for you. Man, you're not gonna come from it. Jerusalem is thank for you. Let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem is fine, forget you. Let my right hand forget what he's supposed to. Tell the people a temple and a crown of glory. Years gone by, about 60, we were burning the oven in this century. And the gas tried to cook, but they couldn't choke me. We'd not lie down, and we'd not fall asleep. So them come over to see, again it's trying to decree. Erase the demons out of your memory. Change your name and your identity. I'm afraid of the past and a dark history. Why is everybody always chasing me? Up the roots from your family tree. Don't you see, that's not the way to be. Jerusalem is fine, forget you. Why you're not gonna come from it? Jerusalem is fine, forget you. Let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem is fine, forget you. Why you're not gonna come from it? Jerusalem is fine, forget you. Let my right hand forget what it's supposed to. Then they're caught up in their ways and the world's gone crazy. Them don't know which to face. Case of the Simon says, if I forget the my word won't penetrate, the blood burning in the place, can't see through the haze. Shut down, I'll let them dirty ways. That's the price that the people said is right to the youth. No way, not okay, no way, not okay. Ain't no one gonna break my stride. Ain't no one that can hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't no one that can break my stride.
Rises when he rises. The fortune of him with sitting sick, so I wonder. concern. Fear and stress I might despair.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Yes, we're back. We're back. After the interview with Victoria Fulcher Rags, I wanted to get your take. Hi, Billy. I wanted to get your take on
hey.
On everything. Hi.
I thought it was awesome. I learned a lot, and I think that her doing what she's doing may help bring the country together. So
we'll
see how she does. But I am very impressed with some of the things she's doing. So yes.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the she's a part of the Afro-Caribbean and Jewish identity movement. It's an intersection of what she do. And, I mean, it's impactful. It's wonderful what she's doing for the community at large when it comes to Black and Jewish people. And it's also just something else, a representation of a Black woman taking on the feat in, you know, a hard society like this, in the awards that she's won, you know,
she won an inspiring 10 of them, I would say, 10 of Atlanta's inspiring awards with the Black Women Making History. So in the Self-Atlantic magazine. So she's making a very, very huge impact on the communities in the United States and quite probably around the world, making a difference for all of the people who have a part in the Jewish communities as being Black and Jewish by sharing their different experiences and things that's getting ready to come up. Is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Using, you know, arts and culture and stuff to bring about this dialogue. Because I agree with her, this dialogue, it really do need to happen. People are so color struck in, you know, they're color struck in the Jewish community, color struckness in the communities outside. But, you know, as I was saying too, Billy, I thought that when something happens with America, the whole world looks at it and they copycat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because,
exactly.
You know, yeah. And, you know, this is what we've been watching for years. I mean, people, the discrimination against Blacks. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, the Karens and the Kevins out there who, you know, feel take it upon themselves, hey, what are you doing mentality? And, you know, this has happened just few years ago. I mean, I can remember a time when race and color and everything, it didn't make anybody a difference. It was about the person's heart.
Right.
You know.
But it's different now. You know, I mean, it's like I had mentioned, you know, earlier in the interview that it needs to be about human, being human. You know what I'm saying? Then if you
yeah.
want to break your culture down, then let's do that. But, you know,
right.
as long as we have these, I'm this, I'm that, it's going to continue
right.
to be a problem.
It's going to continue.
So,
and that's why we need to
that.
Erase it. Yep. It needs
yes.
to be erased. Color lines need to
yep.
be erased. You know how when you go on a job, they ask you, what are you, Eskimo, African-American?
Yeah.
You know, you have to check off these boxes. That stuff needs to disappear because, I mean, we all know going back historically when this all began, when people start being separated, even their bones, they're like, okay, I could tell this person got an African-American or, you know, or a white person's bone structure with the, you know, it's utterly ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah. Those things
well,
need to be erased.
Didn't they have the The stuff on the application taken off at one point in time? I mean, there's no reason for it. It's either, you know, you want to work
yeah.
this job, then okay. If you qualify for it, then you're hired. You know?
Right.
So,
I still
you know,
see
you
it
know,
on there.
You don't need that. Yeah, it's on there.
I know. I still
it's
see
on
it
there.
On there. And they need to take that off because it causes the divisions in the first place. No matter what
right.
race
yeah.
you are, even if the people of your same race, everybody is going to have some type of differences. I mean, everybody don't
right.
have the same fingerprint for crying out loud, you know?
Right.
So,
exactly.
yes, I'm glad that Victoria, she is an active member of the Congregation B'nai Torah Synagogue of Atlanta, Georgia, in yeah, if anyone out there, you were listening to the program, you really got something out of Victoria. I did. I know I did. And I'm glad that it's other people out there, other Jewish people out there, other non-Jewish people out there. You feel the same way. Get rid of this divisions and this race things. That's the only way that people are going to be able to heal. And I'm happy with Victoria Fulcher's Rag's work. If her work touched you in any type of way, as she said when she was on, you could go to www.ajocc.org. That's www.ajocc.org. And you could donate to her cause because she's reaching out to American Jews any Jews, it doesn't matter, even though she is reaching out, she's a part of the Atlantic Jews of Color Council, she's reaching out to every race of people. It's not just limited. And she is sharing and bringing about dialogue between groups. If it's something you don't understand about somebody, you could participate with this group. That's the great thing about it. You could participate, and you could not be self-conscious about your concern about a certain group or individual people, or even Black Jews or Black people in general. And this is what this dialogue is doing. It's getting rid of that uncomfortableness that people, you know, you're scared to ask somebody a question, even though you're curious, of you're afraid that they're going to get offended. And this is what I love about what she's doing. She's breaking that ice where people can have honest questions and get honest answers. You know, that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
And so,
that was a very good, teaching. You know, I mean, we need to have something going on in our culture, you know, in all cultures, you know, I mean, to come together and live in harmony. You know, I mean, it's not that hard, you know, just, you know, do you and not worry about the rest. You know, I mean, that's my position.
And, you know, we should like each other's cultures, you know, Billy, because I'm thinking when I was in Micronesia, I want to show you the difference. I lived in Micronesia. It's a people that call the Chamorro language. And, you know, and the greeting was half a day. But one thing about that culture in Micronesia, the Chamorrans, we used to drive from Anderson Air Force Base all the way down to the naval station where we lived at. And one thing about the people, we drove, they would always have these big, like, how could I put it? It's like a luau. They have food, just, you know, food laid out for people anybody who could pass by, anybody who wanted to pass by. You could come and, you know, just sit down and talk to them like that was another family. And they would invite you and come over here, come eat with us, you know, sit down and talk with us, you know. That was the atmosphere that it was there. And if people would just open their hearts and their minds to different cultures, to learn about different cultures rather than judging them in a negative way, this is what the mass media is doing. It would just help people to understand each other, and these prejudices and these divisions, they'll all go away.
Yeah.
And we could learn. We could learn from that.
Yes. I mean, all it takes is for somebody for them to look into their hearts and say, you know, this is not right. This has all been programmed. And that's what's happened. You know, it's been programmed through TV, all aspects. And if we can just wake up and just look at it for what it is and say, this is nonsense. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God placed us here to learn, to get along, to love. You know, I mean, you have to go through, just like you go through kindergarten, you have to go through high school. You know, it's the same format. It's school down here. So we have to learn to get along. You know, you're not going to act like that in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
So you got to learn down here. And the learning starts with getting along and loving one another. So
that's
where
right.
I'm at with it.
Me too.
I
mean, and I know you do. I do too. You try to express it. You know, we live in a day and age, it's a shame. You try to be nice. You try to show kindness to people. And I don't know what happened. Something happened to where people think that kindness is a weakness.
or they'll think it's like, you know, they'll think you're flirting with them or something. You're just being nice.
Right.
You're just treating every, because see, I'm the type of person, I love everybody, you know, and I try to treat everybody kind. And I'm like, oh my goodness, if I offend anybody, please come and tell me so that I could, repair, you know, what I've done to offend you, or I could correct it. Because if everybody had the attitude of not being so perfect, if everybody had that attitude of, okay, you know, I make mistakes too. Everybody makes mistakes. We all need to look first in ourselves in order to solve that problem. And that's what it's going to start with us making up our minds of humbling ourselves. And she said, that's a very important thing she says. Victoria says, hey, you know what? One thing I go into this doing, I humble myself. And that's what we all got to do. We all got to do.
Yeah.
We all got to know that we all are at fault with something. We're not perfect. And that's why it should encourage us. Keep that commandment of loving one another. You know, we're supposed to love each other. Because we have something to do. We might be far, far distant cousins, but we all we're all connected somehow, you know. So
that's right.
You work towards perfection.
You work towards perfection. You know, nobody's gonna ever be perfect, but you at least work towards perfection. You know, and I think that if everybody focus on perfection, they won't have time for the foolishness, you know, and we can all come together. So I am just, you know, disappointed in the world as it is, the things that are going on. I'm very, very disappointed and somewhat frustrating because, you know, it's a bunch of nonsense. And it seems that the, well, being, you know, 16, 17 years old, getting a record deal is understandable that they would fall into the category of the wickedness. So that's understandable. But the parents should step in and say, hey, you know, this is not right. You know, you don't need to be signing a contract like this, that be manipulated to be told what to do, to be a slave to the label. Because that's exactly what it is. They tell you what to do, what to say, you know, and not what to say. So, I mean, these are the things that we have to break down. This is why we're working on putting together a independent corporation that we can spread around the country, you know, so we can change the rules of the game, you know. So that's why we're gathering. We're looking for independent people that are in the business so we can all come together and, you know how to reach me, and they can actually directly email me or text me. And we can start putting things together because we've already started. I was in Chicago a few weeks back ago and met with some promoters down there. So, Elon and myself what's her name that came on?
Robin. Yeah, I remember.
We're all putting this thing together because we want to be our own independent people in this country. It's time now. So
it's time to break it up, Billy. It's time to break up that division. I mean, people have to just look at themselves and just make up their mind that they're not going to put up with this divisional, racial, colorism kind of trash that's going on right now. I mean, we remember a time when we could watch Archie Bunker. It was funny. Good times, it was funny.
Phantom,
even Eddie Murphy, that's what Eddie Murphy, his jokes were funny. Nobody got offended.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Right. Now you can't say anything.
We gotta get that back. I know.
Yeah,
We gotta get that back.
Yep.
But my goodness, time flew.
Yeah. We're looking for independent radio stations. You know, so those are things that we're looking for, and that's going to help us be able to develop the independency cool. that's needed. That would create jobs and stuff like that. So.
Well, so, you let me know how I could help. You know I'm here. You let me know how I can help out with your project, you and Robin. I'm here.
Yes.
And I know, Billy, we're connecting. I know that you're going to have an awesome show tomorrow on the chat reel.
Yes, definitely,
Patrick, Patrick Dix. Yep.
I'm ready for it.
All right. I know, I'm going to be talking to you. But, yes, we are. Thank you so much, Billy, for just participating in asking Victoria the questions about the Black Jewish community. I had so much fun, and I learned so much.
Me too.
And we're going to be talking even more about your project, I'm sure, tomorrow on the chat reel, right?
Yes, we will. We definitely will.
All right.
So, yes. Well, I thank you for letting me come on. You know, I appreciate it. And
I'm thankful for you coming on. It's always a pleasure, and I'm so happy you're, you know, up and going and you back and everything. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're more than welcome.
You're good. I'll be talking to you. I want to thank everybody for listening in on the chat reel. It's chat reel in the Black Jewish Queen Live chat. We're still intermingled so much. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And I'll listen in to us next week. All right, Billy, I'll talk to you soon.
All righty.